I'd send a message of solidarity and support to the police, who I know are going to be out in force in Wolverhampton and across the West Midlands. Second, I'd send a message of support and condolence to all the law-abiding people of Wolverhampton and the West Midlands who absolutely abhor what is going on and think it's completely unacceptable. And I'd send a message to those even considering coming out and looting tonight, and that is, you will be found, you will be caught, you will be punished, you will be convicted. Your face is on closed-circuit television. Those pictures will be published. You will be arrested, maybe not tonight, but tomorrow or the next day. And when you're arrested, you'll be charged. And if you've been doing criminal damage, if you've been looting, if you've been behaving violently, there's a chance that you could go to prison. So you won't just have wrecked your community, you won't just have wrecked the lives of others, you'll be wrecking your own life. And so that is the very clear message that I would send to people. I'm absolutely determined that the fight back that is now underway is going to be successful, and the streets of Britain are going to be reclaimed for the law abiding.
I spoke to some of the rioters yesterday personally, some of the people in the mob. Yeah. Caught up in the mob. Some of them said there are people doing this for fun, like as you said, they want to just take things, but there were some people saying that they wanted to stand up for their rights, and they were saying that they felt that there was a large rich-poor divide, and that they felt that the government was alienating them, and they also felt that there weren't enough opportunities for people.
I don't think there's any justification for this. I think it is as simple as that. What we've seen is people looting shops to get things that ordinary people have to save up the money to buy. There's no justification for that. There's no excuse for that. And frankly, it's an insult to law-abiding people, many of whom are living on low incomes or trying to find a job, to suggest that somehow it's acceptable to behave in this way. So I think the overwhelming majority of people have been simply involved in appalling criminal activity that has got to stop, and the police should feel that they can use all and every power necessary to stop it.